Welcome to the Humanergy Leadership Podcast. My name is David Wheatley. We're here to talk leadership in small, bite-sized, and practical chunks. Enjoy. Another shorter episode for you here today. I've been doing a lot of work around what great teams do great recently, and one of the things that comes from that book is the idea of establishing behavioral expectations as a team. And we do a lot of work as part of the setup of any team to establish these behavioral non-negotiables. So what's the minimum level of expectations that we have of each other? And when people talk about values, normally they're thinking around things like integrity and transparency, and they stick those words up on a plaque and say, this is what we're all about. Where I push a bit further is that the idea of creating the actual expectations, what's the behavior look like? And so quite often there are things like say what you'll do and do what you'll say, take issues directly to the person. You get into things like that. So you want the expectation to be very clear. We know exactly what we mean. And I was having a conversation with a group that I've worked with for quite a while recently, and they said, have you ever worked with this hockey coach, my kid's hockey coach? Not that I knew of. So I said, nope, I don't think so. And why? And she said, because he's nailed this idea of behavioral non-negotiable expectations. And they were saying that the team he sets up, the expectation he has is twofold. One of them is work hard. And the second one is be a great teammate. And that's all any measure that goes on. So when the kid's in the sin bin, the question will be is, are you working hard and are you being a great teammate? When they've had a game, win, lose or draw. Can you draw in hockey? I don't know. But win, lose or draw after the game, it's a matter of, did you work hard and were you great teammates? And I thought that was a great example of really minimizing these behavioral expectations right up front. That was clear all the way up front when he started coaching the team. Everybody knows that that's the mantra. That's the expectations. That's what the kids playing have to live up to. And I thought, what a beautiful, clear, precise way of laying out some expectations that then drive the right behaviors. Because from there on in, the kids know what's expected. They're expected to work hard and they're expected to be great teammates. What that looks like, they'll explore and they'll learn. But those two questions, I thought from the coach, were great ways of setting those behavioral expectations up front. What are yours?
That was the Humanergy Leadership Podcast. My name's David Wheatley. For further information about Humanergy, go to humanergy.com or check out our latest book, What Great Teams Do Great, from all good bookstores. Have a good one. Stay healthy.